And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." Imagine getting baptized in the River Jordan on a day like this. But we have, the families especially asked me to make sure the water is warm. So we have the water, warm water there for you. You know, water plays a pivotal role in the rituals of almost all religions. This is very true in Christian rituals. In liturgical churches like ours, we use water at baptism, at renewal of baptism, at house blessing time, at the time of Eucharist, and at ablution. However, in the scriptures, especially in the Hebrew scriptures, water was viewed as something to be feared, something to be scared about. For instance, in today's reading from Genesis, we read at the time of creation, God created the world from a dark, formless void covered with deep, dark waters. Out of the chaotic, formless, deep, and dark water, God brought forth the dry land and the creation. And when God was sorry that he was created humankind, the reverse happened. The process was reversed and caused a great flood and the watery chaos, only to be survived by Noah and his family. The primordial water, it's a symbol, served as a symbol of chaos, not just in the literature of the people of the Hebrew Bible, but also in those of nearly all Middle Eastern cultures. On this first Sunday in the season of Epiphany, it is customary that we read an account of Jesus' baptism by John from one of the Gospels. And by placing this reading side by side with the Genesis reading, it becomes obvious to us the important role water plays in our readings for today. Water symbolizes the mystery of creation, eternity, timelessness, birth, death, resurrection, purification and redemption, fertility and growth. According to Jung, water is also the most common symbol for the unconscious. This understanding of water may give us some clue to the puzzle why Jesus, the Holy One of God, the sinless one, had the baptism of John, which was a baptism of repentance. In fact, in the other Gospels, we see John hesitated to baptize Jesus, saying that John should be the one baptized by Jesus. We read in Genesis, on the first day God created the universe and everything in it out of the dark, formless, and chaotic deep. In a similar way, we read in our gospel lesson today that out from the depth and the dirt of the muddy waters of Jordan, Jesus, the firstborn of new creation, came up. At both times, the voice of God was heard. In Genesis, we hear God's voice saying that his creation was good. And in the gospel, we hear the voice from heaven saying that he was well pleased with this new creation. That is Jesus. Now visualize the scene at the bank of Jordan River with me. hear and see the splash and ripples of water as Jesus was coming up out of the depth of that waters. And as that is taking place, the heaven is rending, tearing, and jubilant way the Spirit of God was coming down in the form of dove, and a voice from heaven declares, "You are my son, the beloved. With you I am well pleased." This is a thin place, the liminal space where earth and heaven kiss each other. You see God the Father, God the Holy Spirit, and God the Son, Son of God, all in one vertical straight line. With Jesus' baptism, what separated heaven and earth is torn down. Unlike in the other Gospels, Mark says here, the heaven was torn apart, not merely opened. The Greek word used here for torn apart is the same word that was used when Jesus died on the cross, when the curtain in the temple was torn apart, right in the middle from top to bottom. That the same word is used here, showing, symbolizing that God is no longer a distant landlord. God is here with us. There is no line of demarcation between the heaven and earth. There is no line of demarcation, no wall separating the God, who, the place where God abides and where the humans abide. God is with us. By going to John for the baptism in water, Jesus identified himself with us, with the sins of ours, where he declared his solidarity with the plight of humanity. By plunging into the waters of Jordan, Jesus assures us that there is no place to which we can sink, however dark, however chaotic, however fearful, which is beyond the saving love of God. The psalmist says with confidence, "If I make the grave my bed and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me, and your right hand will hold me fast." And we read in Isaiah, "Fear not, says the Lord, for I have redeemed you. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you." The one who dived into the waters of Jordan today dives with us as we deal with the realities of our daily life. It may be in the struggle of finding a job. It may be in the struggle of eking out a living or paying our bills on time. It may be in the stress and strain of dealing with disappointments in life, such as that our children or grandchildren really did not turn out the way we hoped they would. Or it could be in facing or coping with the diminishment of capacities due to old age. It may be the reality of finding out that we may be having some health issues which require a major surgery to treat it. No matter however difficult, however stressful a situation it may be, let us be assured that the one who dived into the waters of Jordan will also walk with us, as the psalmist says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." In the waters of our baptisms, we have died with Christ, but also been raised with Christ. We celebrate this Paschal mystery in Easter and on every Sunday, the day of resurrection. This dying and this rising thing, this crossing over from death to life, which happens at baptism, is not just a one-time deal. It's the daily reality of our life. We have to walk out into the deep waters, into what we fear the most, trusting that God will not abandon us, trusting that God will be with us and that he will uphold us in the palm of his hands. That place of fear, that place that we fear the most, will be the very locus of our salvation. So I wonder this morning, what is it that is holding us back from facing whatever is challenging us, whatever is beckoning us? Is it the fear of the unknown? Is it the fear of the dark? Or is it the fear of the deep? Let us ask ourselves this morning, is my life meant to be wasted wading in the shallow waters? Or doesn't God have a bigger purpose for my life? Let us ask ourselves, what is my deep? My deep waters. How can we get into the promised land without crossing the deep waters of Jordan? How can God accomplish his purpose for our lives without us plunging deep into the waters of life and death, and then rising again victoriously from the death, saying or hearing, "You are my daughter, you are my son, you are my beloved, with you I am well pleased." Our identity as the children of God is affirmed at the time of baptism. Most of us here, sitting here, have all been baptized. In a few minutes, we will be baptizing Evelyn and Benjamin at the font. I want all of us to imagine going back to the days of our baptisms, or just imagine that time, that place. And then imagine that you are hearing, just like when this morning we will say, "Benjamin, Evelyn, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." Let us all imagine our own name being called. And then let us imagine God saying that, "You are my beloved." Looking at Phil and Elise, "You are my beloved." You were baptized early 90s here, right, Phil? Yes? You know, and then hearing Robert and Christy, you and Sarah hearing, "You are my beloved. In you I am well pleased." And that is the voice that we all need to hear, because we are baptized, we are the children of God, and know that you are loved. And baptism is that place that symbolizes God's love for each one of us. I will ask those who are going to be baptized, the candidates for baptism, will now come forward.